Blog Talk Radio.
Not upset?
Nope, not at all.
I know we see that fast, man. We see that fast, man. What's up, man? Bullshit. All right. Shit, yeah, what's up, though? So now we're going through the rebuilding process. Got to figure out some pitches.
I heard we're going after Price.
David Price. David Price is on the radar. Gotta give up some of that.
Price old.
Yes, very strong. But he's still.
Who would you compare him to as far as, for the people out there who don't know, as far as like, they, if people can still hit basketball, who would Price be?
Can't do that.
Can't do it. No one around the same age, same kind of, just to do it. That like, who would he be?
I can't call him Dirk. You know,
he's kind of old.
I don't think he's that old. I don't know how probably that old Price is. What are you talking? All I know is that he can play.
All you know is he can play?
Yeah. Yes,
sir.
We're looking at David Price and Zach Greinke. So, imagine David Price or Greinke added to Jake Arrieta and Zion Lester. If Zion Lester, he did his act together. That'd be straight. We'd be right back in there.
Right.
And then we got to find a little P-30.
Right.
All right. We got, he got enough years of trying to contract.
A good year.
Good years, two. Three.
Oh.
So, we need him to get over the hump. Get to the World Series. See, this is just another stage.
So, who is our cornerstone?
Jake Arrieta.
The cornerstone of the team.
The cornerstone of the team?
What's our core player?
Jake Arrieta, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber.
Who the oldest out of all of them? What's the, probably the oldest age out of all of them?
The pitcher. Arrieta.
How is it?
Probably pushing 30 or if that. I don't know how long we're going to keep John Lester, but John Lester.
But Brian and all them, yeah.
Yeah, they here. That's the boys right there. Yeah. It could be Fowler. We might have Fowler. Might have Solaire. But see, those are the pieces that can get moved. Castro. Those are pieces that can get moved to get this pitching. Somebody got to get moved around.
That's what we need, fishing.
We just need here. We need another ace. We got the best. We can have another pass. We got the defense. We got all that.
It's hard to get aces, eh?
Yeah, because you got to give up a lot.
Aces like quarterbacks?
Yep. Yep. They're not just.
Price, are we going to have to mess up our team?
One or two. We foreign players. We're going to have to give up six foreign players and a player we got now, probably. We're going to have to be somewhere in that area. Somebody got to go, I believe. And it's between Castro, Fowler, Soler.
Who the youngest of them people?
Probably Baez.
Who is the least you want to be gone?
Nobody. But the who I wouldn't mind.
Out of those people, who
do
you want to keep the most?
Out of those four?
Yeah. That you want to keep the most?
Soler. Tremendous power.
That's the one we all have to go.
Possibly.
Having a couple of farm dudes.
Or pick us up, yeah. It
might
be all right.
Can't even trade.
Can't do an even trade.
You know what I'm saying? Like, giving up more than you're getting back to get over the hump, or you're like breaking even, but price is what you really need.
I think price is what we really need. So we're going to have to make a move. If we break the bank a little bit, not break. No, I mean, because, all right, we got that.
Get something you got to give.
Right, exactly. So
they don't want some bottom.
They don't want Javier Baez. Right. He's not garbage, but
no, I'm not saying
he's young and inexperienced.
Right. They want somebody they can build around just like.
Jorge Soler, yeah. He got a staff. He got strength. Like, I bet, son. He got tremendous.
Better pitchers.
Nah, he's first year. He's up an echelon.
What happened to Chuck Limp? I know they all saying he's still cold.
People know him now. You know, when he first got in the league, wasn't no scouting reports, so he was blowing people out like blazing. He couldn't hit that rubber arm. He has different, a weird delivery.
Yeah,
that
like,
never seen.
Violent delivery.
Yeah. So, yeah, he lanky. That arm is. Yeah, we're back again. I have so much difficulty with my phone. I apologize to everybody listening. It's crazy. But as I was saying, the Cubs, yeah, they have to give up something to get something. So,
Price, though.
To get Price. So somebody, it could be just any
ace. Is it him? Do we need him? Or is it like he's just the most affordable one?
Nah, he's just. He's the highest on the free agent market right now during the offseason. Yeah, he's like the top. Yeah, he's like other people want him too.
A lot of people.
Yeah, people don't. Yeah. But why wouldn't he come here? He see what it is.
Nope. Now that's your bias.
No. Yeah. Would you want to go to a team that's contending?
With Melo.
Right.
So
but at this point, it's this time.
Money first. So it's like, if anybody in Miami or any place like that wants, any hot weather team.
Probably.
Okay.
But he'd rather be here.
Money? No.
He'd rather be here.
Don't do that.
No, he
would
be.
Don't do that.
Well, that's where you're going to go to Kansas City?
We have enough money.
Yeah, we got everything. We got all the assets. We got everything. We got all the resources.
So
we got all of that. Yep.
Okay, so that's huge.
I believe we are, unless the Yankees jump in there.
See, nah, that's huge.
The Yankees, right. The Yankees got unlimited money. I don't like that in baseball. Your team can, like the Yankees, they just bought championships. I never liked that. Screw the Yankees. You heard?
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. I don't like the Yankees either. That ain't hating. I just don't like the Yankees.
You don't like nobody who cold.
I mean,
like
no.
Patriot.
I know. There might be a pattern.
Yeah, underdog.
Yeah, I'm an underdog guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a wrong room for an
underdog. Yeah.
Underdog,
okay. Right. I've always been that. That's why I like the thrill of NCAA and March Madness.
Yeah. A lot of upset.
A lot of upset.
No, no names. It's just...
Yeah. I won't bet on them.
Yeah, bet, right.
Right. I ain't betting for them.
Right.
Yeah.
You better put it to the Bears. Like, the underdogs are feeling that.
What?
Huh?
Who's
up? Bet against the Bears.
No, I don't bet against the Bears.
Yeah, I don't know. Just go with the flow.
I think this,
buddy.
Yeah.
No, you can't talk, man.
Yeah.
You had nowhere for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yo,
gentlemen.
What's up, man? What's going
on? What's going on after? What's happening with you guys, huh? I don't think that after I ripped in, you guys had some fun at your expense. You know, that's all in fun, right? Yeah, you know that.
Yeah,
okay, you're good. You're cool. No, I think you didn't do a show the following week or I was busy because I'm at work at the airport. So it depends what's going on if I can call you. You know what I'm saying? It all depends because I'm at work right now. But you know what I'm saying? I listen to your shows. I tweet your shows for you. I try to support you. I call out you guys because you're Cubby fans. You're Cubs. Your Cubbies just embarrass themselves. I mean, seriously. I'm on the phone. Go away. But I'm on the phone. Go away. But one of the drivers, he's a weirdo. But he's just a weirdo. But but I put $10 on the Mets when I was in Vegas in week 2. You know, because a friend of mine is a big fan of the Mets. He's a board member of my podcast, Ted the Talking Hat, and he told me I had $10 left. Well, I was betting $5, you know, on different teams, you know. I made money on your Bears and the Arizona game. I took the over that week. I remember that. I made money, whatever it was. But the point was, I took the parlay. But the guy goes, you had $10 left. So I put $10 on the Mets to win the World Series. So I had to talk him off the ledge. He told me they wouldn't get past the douchebags. No way was his Mets, okay? So he calls me on week 5, in the game 5, that they wouldn't. Then I said, well, they're going to probably beat the Cockroaches. I said, they'll probably sweep them. He didn't believe me. I said, they'll probably sweep them. I said, I just don't want the cockroaches. I just don't live it in the past of all this behavior and everything else and the curse and this and that. I said, just playing baseball. And I like Madden, but I guess I was disappointed. You want to see it go at least six, but at least the Royals, I mean, at least the Royals and the Toronto gave you something to cheer for and people will mend. I mean, I'm a football guy, hockey guy first, but, you know, that's just a major league bums anyways. It's too bad. I mean, you want to see the cockroaches win, but, you know, there's always next year, and I give the Royals a lot of credit. Last year, they were one swing away from winning the World Series, so I think it's going to be a good series. I'm taking the Mets in six. I don't know. I'm not. I mean, baseball to me is baseball to me. It's like porn. I'd rather do it instead of watch it. Baseball is more fun to play than watch it. You know, I don't know. I like controlled violence. I want to be able to, you know, hit people, get away with it. Just kind of like, you know, my friend of mine's a black belt. They gave him a hat. It's not about the hitting. It's about the hurting. You know what I'm saying? So hockey and baseball, right, you can hit someone, get away. Yeah, he wears that hat in the ring. I was his ringmaster. I held his shirt. He put the hat on, and then he handed me the hat, and he pointed the hat because I put it in. And it's not about the hitting; it's about the hurting. So, but that's about that's too bad, Chicago. But it is what it is with Chicago. I mean, it's too bad. But you know, you gotta win one of those at home.
I'm cool with this. I've been a Cubs fan since '84. I've been waiting. Right. I didn't expect to do this this year. Yeah, I'm one of those people that's going to say I didn't expect this, so it's cool.
Right.
Next
well,
year,
it's too bad.
Right,
absolutely. You can't – well, just like the Green Bay Packers. You know what they did in the offseason? They didn't make a lot of moves. They re-signed their people. So I wouldn't get, you know, overly – Matt's a great coach. That, you know, and I think if you just reboot, get some guys to come in, and you got some guys that can base hit for you, I just – what about your Cubs? They didn't. You got to swing at those strikes. You got to swing the bat. You got to swing. You know, it's like in a fishing tournament. We have a lot of fishing tournaments here in town. Ice fishing. The only way you're gonna win is you got to enter enter. It's like the lottery. I buy it every 2 a week. The only way I'm gonna go win the fishing contest if I enter, right? And the only way to win the Powerball is you take $2, you walk down, I look in the eye, I go, sir, give me a quick pick. And you put it in your pocket and you go home. Maybe you win, maybe you don't. But the Cubbies, the scrubs, swing the damn bat. You're down, you know, in game four. If I tell everybody, you have a green light. You see it, you swing at it. I guess I'm used to the Pete Roses, the nails. The old school, like Curry Puckett, you know, it's like in the restaurant business. You have time to lean, you have time to clean, you know? And it's just in football, I mean, baseball, hit the ball, just swing. I mean, instead of this pitch count stuff, I get that. Swing, hit the ball. And it's when they hit that home run in the first inning and game four, it was over for you guys. It was over.
Yeah. I agree.
It was over. That was it.
That's been over. That's been called for some reason. I think it's just inexperience and maybe jitters at being in that position because those are some young boys out there.
Yeah, you got a good club. I mean, the Twins are another team that, you know, with Molly are going to make a run here. And Molly, they got to trade Baby Jesus. Trade him to Cubs. He'd be a good player of water on the side. Baby Joe Mauer is, and Twinkies are just, they're just. All right, I got to go. Go. Good luck to me. I got to go. Bye.
All right. He won't talk too much about that. Nope. Gave a nice little apology. And, oh, he was on first game. If we were 0-6, oh, where were we? Yeah, if we were 0-6 right now,
we'd have been out of that.
He would have been roasting and all kind of roasting and toasting and all kind of stuff.
Roasting and toasting, but I want to take an excerpt from his thing when he's like, no, get away. I want to take the excerpt. He's like, no, go, get away.
Yeah. All right,
go, get away.
That's
I'm
just
gonna
go,
get away.
I like that. Tristan Thompson signed a little $82 million contract. Who was the point of holding out?
No, basketball to me, that's like all set up for publicity. They all drama queens. I was saying that yesterday. Basketball players and soccer players are the most phony yourself to do stuff. And everything is like a soap his name, like he told.
But the whole thing is nobody cares.
They don't care.
Nobody went around talking about, hey, I wonder what Tristan Thompson going to do. Man, I wonder if Tristan Thompson going to sign.
Watch the way the basketball season really starts.
What's going to happen?
They're going to start pushing the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's going to be you.
Yeah.
You know, to get out of hearing the name.
Who, Tristan Thompson?
And they're going to make him like it's a little star. What? Just saying, like, he's going to start getting calls. Let me know now.
Bro, he about to boot Kevin Love out. He about to boost Kevin Love out.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, because he don't want to be there anyway. And then, speaking of contracts, Tyson Chandler, man.
It was like his.
He mad because what you call it? Let's see that dude. Before. He mad because Dallas got rid of him.
We've been
a couple times. Yeah, but, you know, this is the second time they did that. The whole thing is Dallas gambled. They rolled the dice on getting DeAndre Jordan, so they figured they could just let him go. That's what that whole beef was with Mark Cuban and DeAndre Jordan and the Clippers.
What? That they just let a friend go?
Yeah, he did, because he put it all down. Like, okay, well, we're going to let Tyson Chandler go because you're coming, right?
Right?
Yeah, I'm coming.
And then he don't come.
Yeah, he don't come. Now you like, oh.
Tyson, you come back.
Right. And then that Tyson gone. He's looking at Mark Cuban like, oh, y'all, okay. All right. I thought y'all was a classy organization. I guess not.
Yeah, but they gambled business, but they lost. They gambled and they lost.
Yeah.
I would have taken it as, like, personal. Like that.
Cool.
I just tell him, I know he's mad, but.
He ain't mad.
Yeah, but.
Look how they look now. Dallas don't look that bad.
Do he think that he. Do they think that DeAndre Jordan. I mean, does Tyson Chandler think he's better than DeAndre Jordan?
Probably on a veteran level, yeah. Yeah. It's more about you committing to me. Like, that's what you said. You brought me back like I was going to be here and we were going, you know.
And then you let me go through your house with you do.
Yeah.
And where is Tyson Chandler now?
I don't know. I don't know who he played for now. I guess it probably really don't matter. But this age is almost over anyway. It's almost like a situation with Rattler, but not really.
Playing for Phoenix.
He was Phoenix, man. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, so he didn't come out in a bad situation. What happened there?
Now, see, I don't want to spread no rumors. I don't know. I know, I've heard.
There was an altercation. Call in 347-838-8449. That's 347-838-8449. It was a rumor. Things went on. Altercation.
Okay, so. What I read.
Read.
I'm not saying it's true.
Right.
He came to the facility not in a condition to work.
Did he read it?
Whatever that means, not in the condition to work.
So he was lit.
So, basically.
All right.
And he argued like, no, I ain't. They're like, anyway, his man just leaves. But then he leaves. Then he come back like, no, it ain't even like that. Ooh. They kick him off again. And now everybody's like, man, why you keep coming back on that crazy? Just go home.
Really?
No, I don't know. Don't go over back on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You didn't open that up.
Right.
What I read was.
Who wrote it?
He
got to put him on the
fly. Yeah. My sources.
Right. Don't reveal your sources.
Yeah, just sources. Felt like he wasn't in the condition of practice of being a building or something.
And the police was just called for, like, I heard he was, like, they was arguing with the general manager.
Right. Right.
They sent him home. I thought it was cool. I mean, I guess it was cool right there until he came back.
So he went all the way home. He came all the way back.
It was like three times. I don't know if it was like three times in 2 days.
What?
It was like he had got into it. Like, I don't know what was going
but
on.
But the game was over.
It looked,
all right.
It
was
like Wednesday.
At practice. He
and
came to practice.
I guess he came to practice. I don't know if he was drunk. But I don't know what it was. They was like, go home. And then that's when they started arguing. Then it was like he came, he left, and then he came back.
The state is safe.
I don't know. And it was like another argument again. Then he left. I think he came back again. And that's when they was like,
the police guy.
Him and Ryan Pace getting into it. Yeah, I guess it was like just because there was so much practice, like, no.
So who was he getting into it with before? Coaches? Teammates? Well, the coaches, man.
Or security.
Yeah. And then Ryan Pace
had to come down. It looked like somebody seen him, like, nah, bro. You gotta,
right.
Nah, bro, just go to the crib.
Right, 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 right.
Whoever that was.
I would like to think that he didn't let that alcohol get him kicked off the pitch.
But this ain't the first time we got into it and Jonas over some stuff. He had a fiery temper.
He got into it last year too, with Chester. At the last game. Or the, you know, right before the last game. He's still playing, yeah. But hey, man, I mean, so Eddie Gold is about to anchor the defense.
A lot changed.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie Gold is going to anchor the defense with Jenkins and
a lot of
Jenkins. And who on the other side? Jenkins, Eddie Gold,
and man, bro, we're going to have to, it's going to have to be like, what y'all don't know is we done lost a lot. Like, here is Washington, he gone.
Yep.
Ray McDonald gone. Ego Ferguson gone.
We done a
wild round of gone.
We never had.
Don't
leave
it go. Yeah, we did. We thought that he was
going to
be our starter.
We barely he didn't last, though.
He was penciled in as a starter, though.
Right, okay.
Once we did him, the maneuvering had to start. It was going to be Jenkins, Ratner, and Ray McDonald. That was going to be our starting three down left. But now, Ray McDonald, though, we need a new defensive end. So sometimes Jeremiah Rattler's going to play defensive end. That means you need another backup defensive tackle and a defensive end.
Right.
Mr. Amelius Washington, he playing good and he get hurt.
Right. Out for the season.
Now you got Hugo Ferguson, you keeping him.
Well.
He get hurt. He out for the year, so you're moving Jeremiah Rattler over to it. And now Hugo Ferguson starting.
That's on the other side, Eagle Ferguson. Right.
I mean, Eddie Goldman in now.
Right.
And that, see, rather on the right, man, he's starting now. And Eddie Goldman started with me, like, now you need a backup tackle and, like, two backup defensive ends. So he signed a couple.
Think he could?
Yeah. Like, that rotation you wanted to have is getting thin.
Well, what would you have done in this situation? Would you let it go?
Well, because
you beat him? Yeah. Because you beat him?
No, you ain't going to get through it. No matter the state, right?
Right.
This is what we acting out. Ain't none of that jumping off.
Right, exactly. So now you got to fight the bullet. I don't think it's going to be as sad as anybody thinks it's so bad. I don't think it's going to be as bad.
Dude.
I think we're all right. I think we're going to be all right. It's enough. As long as we don't get injured anymore. No more injuries.
Like, bank on that. Somebody will come into the year thinking like we not everybody's gonna be healthy the whole year.
I mean,
no. It's like we know we need a backup quarterback.
Phrase all over the place.
No.
He ain't cold.
No. I mean, he learned something.
We did.
had to step up, and his pocket presence is getting
this is great. Yeah.
And he always been known to be able to throw on a run, so that's not going to
yeah.
be the problem.
That's not a problem. They implemented that. Implemented that. That rollout.
No. It's shake you and then
you shaking the shit out of people.
Hey, he be getting up. I like the way he step up.
And yeah.
He still be looking downfield for him.
Yeah. He'll take off too. High praise. He said it's because Jay Cutler said it's because he appreciates Fox Ron first offense.
That's what you heard?
Yeah. He said he really appreciates that. He really appreciates Adam Gates game plan.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's perfect for him. He might be here next year.
Cool.
Cutler. So everybody get ready for it. Cutler will be here next year. You haters. So yeah, 347-838-8449. We can talk about it. I ain't scared. Yeah. You were almost a hater.
I was.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But
you back?
Yeah.
Let you
it was
back.
Like not a like it wasn't like a it was I was jumping off.
No,
the
it was bad.
Bro.
It was bad.
It's because I actually saw stress and was better than what I'm planning out again.
Right. Okay.
And if he is.
If we got that boozle.
See, that's why it's like, it's just good that if he said that. Because I always feel, tell him that's going to be cool if he's smarter than his boss. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he don't,
right.
he never
right.
gonna let you leave if he knows. That your ideas ain't working.
Exactly.
But you're in a position to be the leader.
Exactly.
So it's going to always be that type of pressure. So it was like, Lovie Smith, that defensive coordinator, he thinking like, man, you keep hiring all these bums to be our offensive coordinator just to work with me, but there's only your defense cool.
Right.
So it's like he getting into a Mike type.
Yeah.
Mike Marshall's cool, though. They just they had a weapon for him. So
exactly.
Like, they
he like that, too.
Yeah.
He liked Mike Martin. He just had a weapon.
Well, and that was his best years.
Actually,
Mike Martin.
Actually,
and
yeah.
I remember when he broke his thumb, we was on like a 5-game win
streak.
Really
were.
He was going off.
He was going off.
Good.
Yeah.
Mike Martin, it was like they told Mike Martin to start running the ball for him. And Mike Martin started listening to it. It was like a perfect blend.
Yep.
Run pass where it was like they can't key in on what we're going to do. And Cutler working it great. That
yep.
wasn't no really rollout, though.
Wasn't a rollout. But
it was
drop
like
pass.
As far as playing, like, it was
a lot of players later. But he only had Johnny Dox and
Devin Hester.
And, no, he had his name, too.
Devin Hester was, like, number one.
No, what's this here? He was the number one receiver. Who was the other guy?
Desmond Clark.
Nah.
Bernard Barrett?
No, he had Earl Bennett.
He was hurt all the time.
Yeah, but he wasn't hurt. He
was
with Cutler's go-to guy.
He was soft. And that's what I was saying, like.
Where's he at now?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he ever got picked up.
For either. I don't think he did either.
But, like, that's what I like about the Bears now. Everybody on our team had to beat somebody else. But
yeah.
Someone can't only pronounce me, Calo. Like Matt Forte came in like you the starter.
Right.
Everybody else, you not making plays or playing good, you're out of there. Like Jared Allen, if this was the last regime, they'd have kept Jared Allen. Us, like, nah, bro. You don't.
Right.
Nothing against you.
You just
you don't fit right
you
now.
You don't fit right now.
And we need.
He
you.
Hurt. He hurt now.
It don't matter. Them also killing. They'd have been holding him back.
Yep.
Like. Cal Fuller, you know I want to start. Sat him down, Ford coming in, like, he playing good. They let Tim Jennings go.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
You're not producing.
You got him.
And which creates a level of competition throughout the whole team where it's like, that's how the Bears kind of do it, where it's like, 1-53, we're tight. Like, how the years. Like, we got young dudes that we watching, that we bringing in the fold while we got, like, sophomore-like players in the league on our team, like, already experienced, like, Pernell McPhee and Jarvis Green, they all, like, 27, 28. Cal Long, like, 26. Outside, we got players like that. We want them to be the leader.
Right.
While we keep drafting all these Kevin White and Keo Ferguson and, you know what I'm saying, let them learn from young dudes. So it's like it's a good, deep and flow of, like, you're not getting to be older. Ain't no 30.
Everybody going to be young, you're going to keep it young.
22, 23 is coming in while your leader is
26, 28. Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's how we
going. Yeah.
That's how we gonna get, and that's a good pattern.
Yeah, but we had to begin that pattern.
But it also phases out free agents that are old, like veterans. So it's gonna be done over with for them.
Yeah, because we trying to build our team with players that we pick, like that. Okay, so you can get. Never would. What I'm just saying, like Clay Matthews.
Right.
Okay. You would get him from another team, but he coming with that mentality from that other team, and now you got to mix it in with us. That's cool, but we want to be able to pick Clay Matthews out the draft
right.
and have him all our mentality.
Exactly.
None of that.
None of that, right.
So it's like we want a whole team full of those.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's going to phase out players like Clay Matthews. If a lot of teams start doing that, free agents ain't getting picked up no more. Your career can end at 30.
Not necessarily. It's going to be definitely that, though.
Yeah, your career can end at 30.
You got to be wrong. A lot of teams can't do that. They don't feel like they had the time to do it. Because if you like a veteran team, a lot of teams don't like to rebuild because they don't want to be weak. For you to be cold, you'll have to be weak. Sooner or later. And if you want to keep being middle.
Mediocre, right, in
like,
the middle.
You could win.
Keep pieces and stuff together,
like,
right. Right.
So maybe you're going to have to be like, okay, bad, bad, good, good. Now you're seeing it to the future. Instead of like, well, this year it could be us. Like,
right.
You know the team's better than you. You watch the young teams that's doing it before you, passing you up. Like, damn, I could have been here at this. Like, the Bears ain't not doing that no more. And a lot of teams don't keep going after free agents like saying, it's a pass on the guard throughout the league, though. Like Tony Romo, Hey Manning,
Drew Brees, Matt Ryan.
Nah, he young. Like,
how old is Matt Ryan? 28?
No.
So 29? All right, well, Phillip Rivers. In the color by the same age. They came in the league at the same time.
Yeah, no. Glad he did.
Right, that's still the same thing.
I was like, that's that age, like
33, 34, 35.
Like the
big, so that's Palmer. Carson Palmer,
big, like Breeze, like they moving out.
Roethlisberger,
the cold quarterback, the Cam Newton,
Mariota,
kind of Andy Dalton,
Danny Dalton,
the middle, like the. Like the new up and coming dude.
Yeah,
like,
Andy Dalton, Ryan Tannehill.
Not even really him, like Matt Ryan. Matt
Ryan,
old. He's just been in all for like 5-6 years. Like all of those quarterbacks just getting off. Like the older dudes who like the Ben Roethlisberger, like 9-10 years.
Right.
Like Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler. Like those are the ones that's like, they're prime for now.
Right.
Yeah, Newton and them, they like growing into that.
Right.
But they like the
next generation.
They are the generation.
Yeah.
And then, like, the new ones is like
Ryan Tannehill and all of them.
Teddy Bridgewater and Mariota.
David Carr.
Like, yeah, those dudes.
Yeah.
I don't really like Ryan. He kind of like.
I like Ryan Tannehill. I don't like Ryan. He up and down.
Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, that depends. As your team go, you go. I mean, your defense is whack. Well, they ain't even whack. They just don't want to play. Right. They pulling a locker room thing, like a Trescott thing.
Yeah, he's not the leader. That's showing, like, his leadership, which means he's going to have to leave, go somewhere else to start up. But they're not going to let him go. They already messed up.
Nah, he'd probably be all right.
He had Sean
Jackson.
He has to dump the fire. They need to start that over.
Who? Washington,
yeah.
All over.
Yeah.
There's nothing working right, really. The defense is decent.
It's like
the Dolphins. They ain't got nobody.
Alfred Morris, home.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, he is.
No, he ain't.
And they got Deshaun Jackson.
He hurt.
And Pierre, no, yeah, they just hurt. They got players.
Alfred Morris is not cold. I got him on one of my fantasy teams. Yeah, he is not cold.
That's because their offensive line sucks.
Yep.
And their quarterback sucks. So he's cold because like, that's all they had.
Yeah, they had Reed.
Start over, man.
They had tight end. They had Reed.
They drafted good. Now, I hate to put it. The Bears are a college draft now.
Yeah. They go through that analytical shit.
Yeah, he's the best player available.
Kind of story.
Every year.
Every
round, no. Best player available. You can't go wrong. And you fit them against your team. So that's how we code. Like, it just don't happen. Like, our center went out for the year. So we got a third
got
round
one.
Center.
Yeah, we got one. Waiting.
No one saw that.
Nope.
But black player available put him in a perfect situation.
True.
Eddie Goldman.
Best player available.
Best player available. Instead of trying to get that defensive kid, then we pass on in the first round.
Shane Ray.
Gregory. Any of them. Kevin White, like, if Kevin White wasn't hurt, like, that was a good pick.
Yeah, step back.
Good
for the step back. Yeah, he did. That's what I heard.
That was from Scrubs.
Oh.
Okay. Don't do that. Because I read that, too.
You read, right.
No, it's not that set. They were probably, like, that when he was trying to come back at first.
Oh, okay.
Back and have the ass first.
Okay.
Now, he's doing light work on the sidelines now.
Yeah, I heard. Seen him sign a bunch of autographs and stuff.
That don't play, though.
Nah, that sucks. Well, maybe the last game. I don't know.
Nah, they let him have to sit out.
Christian Harvin needs to sit out, right? He's talking about retirement.
He's been having migraines and all types of stuff.
Yeah.
Since he came in the league.
Sad, man. He could have been a star for a long time.
Migraine, you really know.
And now you got this hip problem.
Migraine.
That's the main thing?
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't think any concussions, but like, yes, it's still, but it was migraines, like, perfectly fine, just can't shake this headache today. My head just coming out the blue, like, he's not going to play. It's right, like, it ain't going to work. Get him bad. You know what they say you got to do for migraines?
What?
Like, imagine this headache. It's like, you're dizzy, you're throwing up,
right.
Like, and a banging headache.
Right.
Like going to a closet with like no sound and like put some over your eyes and like make it as black as hell and just go to sleep. Like don't be around no light, none. You just close your eyes like it is bright, like that's not good enough. That's what caused it. It'd be like this little certain thing, like the way the sun might like glisten while clouds go past and it's starting to find for anything like bright something, like just anything. Kick it off.
You got to go to the closet.
Yeah. Like somewhere.
Why you just turn the lights out?
Because it don't be enough. Unless you can, but it's still like put a blindfold on.
Right. That sucks.
Ain't nothing wrong with physical.
Never experienced migraine, thank God. I don't want none of that.
Probably haven't been sick with a migraine.
No, I haven't. I've never been dizzy and throwing up from a headache. I've never been dizzy and throwing up from a headache. I know what a hangover is.
Yeah.
Hangover stuff. Can Tom Brady play 10 more years? I hope not.
Damn, why not? I can still play like 4, 5.
So what's the use in drafting a quarterback?
If he keep going, he keep going. They ain't never asked him to run.
Uh-huh.
As long as that thing is working and his brain is working, go for it. Why would you stop? Dwight Jordan. In like 98, would you have told him to stop if he would have kept playing?
No.
Exactly. He was like 38, 37. Still winning championships. Like leading the league in scoring.
All right, here's a couple of players that played well into their 40s.
Joe Montana.
George Blanda. played until he was 48.
Wait, hold on. Let me pick one.
We ain't talking about that one move.
Oh, let me go. Quarterback with like a mustache, like way too, like can't think them bags. Steve the Bird.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites for the Chiefs. That's pretty damn good.
Jerry Rice
is not a quarterback.
Oh, we call it quarterback.
Yeah.
God, the little short running dude that used to play for the Bears in the field.
Who, Doug Flutie?
Doug Flutie.
He ain't on there. There's only three.
Randall Cunningham?
Yeah, he ain't on there. There's only three.
Okay, go.
Benny Chester first.
Yeah.
They played until they were 44 years old.
What's his name, probably too, though? Bernie Kosar.
Bernie Kosar played a long time, too, yeah. Tom Brady, 38.
Oh, yeah. He can definitely play until he's like 45. I was giving him 40.
Peyton Manning.
Like 39.
Yeah, he's 39.
You can't go
on. No. Nah. I think you know that, too. He just trying to inch this season out.
He ain't got no fingers. He got no feeling in the fingertips.
Yeah, you told me that. That's weird.
It's from that nerve in his neck.
Bro, what the hell is he still doing this for?
You don't have your feet like you was going to sleep.
Yeah.
And then your hands be the prickly at the end of your fingers, but you feel it like getting warm.
Right, right.
Like your feeling coming back. And then get the extremity. Meaning like the blood or whatever it did was pumping through his fingertips. It wasn't pumping.
Why they don't fall off?
It's probably in there now, but it's dead.
If you ain't getting no blood to your part of your body, it fall off.
It probably rough.
Is it hard?
Probably fouling them.
Is it cold?
Yeah, probably cold.
Is it cold? Hey.
You get cold tips.
You get cold tips, dude.
Yeah.
That's death. They're going to fall off. You're going to lose the phalanges. Hey, fantasy thing here.
That's you. Go for it.
I'm playing.
Did we talk about Rose?
We didn't talk about Rose. We didn't talk about none of that.
Okay, wait. Rose was going off last night.
Yeah, for the time he played, yeah.
He needs too much more.
Somebody said something interesting. From the sports page, they said, it looks like Jimmy don't want to play with Rose.
Now, if you watch the whole game, didn't miss any yesterday?
Most of it, yeah.
When Rose came in, did you see how it was like, he was trying to put Jimmy on.
That's what dude said, yeah.
He was like, move, like, right. Jimmy to post up, like, oh, he, like,
right.
You come back, post up.
Right.
We're going to you.
Right.
But Jimmy Butler caught him weird, like, he had him basically, like, in a dunk. But he, like, waited to do, get back in position, and he, like, clockwise when he should have been counterclockwise.
I saw that.
Like, that was weird. But I was talking to Nash about this. See what Rose on the phone with Spurrier, though.
Right. Of course.
But let me kind of talk like it's his team when Rose back there. Where I was saying it like, don't do that, man. Because it's like he's getting ahead of himself trying to make it like it's his team.
So it's
like,
Jimmy Park. Even if it is Jimmy's fault, I'm going to tell you why.
It's his fault. I don't think there's nothing really wrong
with
it.
It is something wrong with him.
See, you think there's something wrong with
it. No, I'm not, man. If it's enough people talking about it, there's something wrong.
It's not.
It's enough people talking about it.
Right.
And what got noticed last night was,
what?
You said the exact same thing dude said.
What?
It looked like Jimmy, Rose was trying to get Jimmy in the game, and Jimmy was almost like, fuck you.
No, see, that's how you saw
it.
That's not what I said. No.
It is what you said.
No. It was like Rose came in to prove, like, there's nothing wrong with us. Watch how I make it happen. Like, come on.
When my man said it looked like Jimmy wasn't gone.
No. It just, he understands. It's like Jimmy Butler kind of told on himself. Like, Jimmy Butler, if he really self-analyzed himself, can't beat you off the dribble. Like, he's strong, aggressive, he'll get an and one,
but he can't create really his own shot.
No, he can't create
Rose
his own shot.
Can.
Right.
Okay, so when Rose out his leg like Teddy can fall on Jimmy Butler, we need Rose more than Jimmy Butler. And Rose been doing it way longer than Jimmy Butler. So quit trying to give Jimmy Butler all his praise, because as soon as Rose came into the game, it was his team.
Right.
The whole dynamic of the team was different. Like, oh, well, you got a horse engine in there. It's different than Aaron Brooks. Like,
right.
Looking like, yeah, each one wants, no, it's not Rose.
Right.
So
right.
Having
right.
him is taking all the attention and killing you. And you can feed off of him somewhere. It's like, see, Jimmy Butler, you don't even know what you. We don't even understand when we ousted out of Chicago. Like, yeah, we don't need Rose. Or Rose going to leave. Like, everybody happy. Like, y'all crazy. Like, we need, like, three dudes on our team killing. You want to get rid of him? For Butler? Yeah, all right.
We're
going to use the MVP. The only reason anything is Rose because he hurt his knee. You wouldn't hear none of this if he was.
You're right. You're right. You wouldn't hear none of this. You wouldn't hear none of this if Rose.
And
it's getting hurt, and if Rose would hush up, there's more than just him getting hurt.
Ooh, hush up.
Rose is, his,
yeah, he can talk.
His loyalty has been tested.
Yeah,
it's in question.
He listening to y'all.
He ain't listening to y'all.
He listening to y'all.
Nah, he the one doing
it. Everybody said no. So what if he listens and be thinking about after basketball in 2 years? Say he not trying to play harder now?
He playing?
No. You gotta say that he's taking plays on them?
Nah, I ain't never said he takes plays on.
Okay, so it should never be nothing like he said. He listened to how when he hurt, everybody act like we don't need him. Oh, he's tough. Oh, he woo woo. But he's thinking like, man, Joe, when I first came to the league, I was on my back.
Yeah.
I had to bring the ball up court, shake and bake, and score every single time.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody on my back. Then I blew up my knees. Now y'all don't need me. Y'all giving all the praise to this new dude. And
that's
how I get healthy. That's how I ain't come back. Like,
that's
I'm going great. Just wait till I come back.
That's how it's going.
Now you see it in 10 minutes. Like, that ain't even a whole game. Of him being able to be him, like, I could just. I'm excited. It's almost like Cutler and a bear.
It ain't the same thing.
If you put them in a situation where it's like, prime for them. Man, Joe, you weren't saying that when
Right. In that sense,
what you mean?
What? In that sense,
it's
right.
The same thing.
No, but I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. It ain't Cutler.
Everybody wants to get rid of Cutler, including me. Until we say Jimmy Clausen play.
I did not want
like,
to get rid of Cutler.
Please come back. And it was, oh man, like you know how bad we would be.
But his Cutler's not in a battle against another quarterback.
What?
He was
battling
with McCown. Well, he's a battle against Chicago
the
and
world,
the world.
No
yeah.
one likes Cutler.
No. For me.
And he changed his deal.
And maybe he adds that. Yeah, Kirk Cutler.
He lost me last year because I figured, like, man, you know, he could have stepped up to be a leader.
So it's okay for people to lose roles for a minute. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's a legit right.
Lose the role?
I mean, like, you go away from Cutler for a year or two. People went away from Rose for a little while. Right? Maybe they're coming back.
Kind of feel the same way, though.
Yeah, he feel the same way. Yeah.
I don't think he could have said nothing to really make you want him to leave, though.
Now, Cutler just don't say nothing to make you want him to leave.
Rose kind of be.
Rose would say something. You'd be like, what? Like, dog, do you still want to play? Yeah, you got enough money. You would think.
I never thought that. Y'all put that in my head. Chris.
I mean, he's
he got his money, so now he's good. You started all this, Derek, bro. It's your fault.
I didn't start nothing. Derek, call in. 347-838-8449. Jimmy, call in. 347-838-8449.
We're going to hash this out over the air.
I think it's a problem between the two.
What you think?
And I think they got to straighten it out. Who the man? I was the man before you. I think Jimmy thinks the same way that some other people
Jimmy
think.
Butler,
like, dude, do you really want to play? Do you really still want to? Are you the bull? You ready?
I think Jimmy Butler looking at it like, I play more, so I should be the leader. So Rose gets on the court.
Right.
And you see, like, you know, Rose is special. Jimmy Butler's tight.
You saw Butler cuss out Snell? The last game before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
He said, well, Noah's our emotional leader. and Rose is kind of quiet. So it's on me to be able to be
right.
the talker like
it. You want
to
be the talker.
Now, hold on, bro. Because you remember, you weren't saying nothing. And it
was
Rose
right.
telling you, come on out your shell, man.
Right, he was.
Hey, well, so why are you acting like something's wrong with him now? Because
like, I think he questioned his heart. That's what I really think is going on. And
it was all good when he was.
He was probably straight
like
then. But he was probably straight then. Rose was probably mentally straight. Like, he felt like Rose was probably all in.
Rose work hard, bro.
He do work hard.
He came back from two injuries and still get a chance to still be wrong.
Yeah, I agree. They just need to test this up and play together.
I don't think it's test. I think everybody, he even said it himself, like, there's nothing wrong with us.
Of course he gonna say it. He ain't gonna say we got a problem.
Why do you think it's a problem?
Because you can see it.
I don't see it. See.
You got on some rose-colored blinders, man, like you told me about Cutler last year.
I mean, I don't want them to be
rose-colored glasses, whatever.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't want them to have these.
I don't either.
So I'm not going to say they have
none. Well, I'm going to tell the truth.
I don't see it.
I'm like a reporter. That's my job. I talk about this. We out of here. Blog Talk Radio, Sports Reality Radio. Sweetie, have a safe trip. Talk to you later. I'm about to beat her in fantasy. We got a bet going. Whoever lose, gotta hold his time. You can say bye.
Peace. Go.
All right. So, we got this bet. If I lose, or if she lose, you gotta hold his time. And post it on
that
Facebook.
That was a different bet last time I heard it, man.
Yeah, I changed it up. But that was going kind of whack. So that was just gonna hold his time. I gotta say, my girl spanked me and I liked it. My girl spanked me in fantasy ball and I liked it. And I think she got a hold of a sign that says, I'm a Cutler fan always been, but I'm a New York, but I'm from New York. Or something. So, we out of here. Later. Yo. Yep.